Francis frees as the full fury of America's mighty war effort is unleashed. Shattered Nazi armies fall back in disorder and confusion.
The troops of General Patton's 7th Army move swiftly through western Sicily, taking town after town as they drive to join
for every plane shot down.
Our desire, our intention to destroy or enslave the Japanese people. But only surrender can prevent it.
At Virginia Beach, I got general quarters at one night. If you get a general quarters, it's either an hour before sunrise or an hour before sunset. If the sub's going to hit, they will hit then and get away in the darkness.
And the pilot said to him, "What are you doing?" He said, "If you touch those controls one more time," he says, "I'm jumping out of here." So, just like he said, when your time comes, and that's what happened. It lost him.
I left Fort McClellan, Alabama, and was on leave. In fact, I was on the train going to California at VE.
The atomic bomb deprived my sister's husband of all his dearest, and now he's left alone in the world. What is more terrible? It is the atomic bomb. What is most inhumane, it is a war. What is best, then, it is peace. It was written on October the 18th, 1945, by Yoshiichi Okamura, whose address was Yorozu Yamachi, 75 Nagasaki. I wanted to get this story of his back to Japan or some sort of a place to reserve it so they would have it to read, because I think it is an interesting story, and interesting that they took this story, and he did it, and turned it into something to read to the children as a lesson and a morality story, you know. And I wonder if I were to write a story of something like this, if I could keep my feelings about the enemy out of it. And there was no mention about the hatred for us causing this horrible thing and what the atomic bomb did to them, you know. And I think he, like many of us, felt, well, you know, maybe that's the end of war, and that's the important thing. If we've ended war with this, well, that's fine.
After one of the battles, I forget which island it was, when the battle ended, we went in as a burying detail to bury the dead, you know. My God, you should have seen that. It was like one of Matthew Brady's photographs of the Civil War.
We got on a bus to go someplace, and there was a colored Marine got on the bus. And the bus driver says to him, "Sit in the back." Even with their Marine Corps uniform, they were treated as the South was treating them at that time. And it was terrible.
But I'll tell you, I'm not sorry I was gone. I'm not sorry for what I went through, but I pray that this younger generation don't have to do what I had. War is hell. Nobody wins. Everybody loses. You lose the population. Historic buildings are lost. They're bombed. Everything is a loss. Nothing is gained. You do not gain a thing. We won the war. Does anybody think of visiting the VAs? There's men up there. They're laying there for years and years and years. Nobody visits them. Nobody cares about them anymore. What I mean, that's loss.